Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, July 11th, 2017. The battle for Mosul is finally won and Iraqis are celebrating. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the father of monasticism. We have another update on little Charlie Gard and more perks of drinking coffee. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has been congratulating the Iraqi forces over the last week for their progress in routing out the Islamic State from Mosul. But the BBC reports that yesterday he made the declaration of victory formal. From the operations room of the Counterterrorism Service, Prime Minister al-Abadi said, quote, "I announce from here the end and the failure and the collapse of the terrorist state of falsehood and terrorism, which the terrorist Daesh announced from Mosul." Here is a little audio of the Iraqis, soldiers and civilians alike, rejoicing in their victory. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Saint Benedict of Nursia. You're listening to Crusade News.
Patrick Henry was famous for a lot more than give me liberty or give me death. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film, you may as well wait for the next Ice Age. That's why I started FoundingFatherFilms.com. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest Founding Father stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at FoundingFatherFilms.com. That's FoundingFatherFilms.com, or call 866-483-3833.
Born in 580 in Nursia, Italy, Saint Benedict received his education in Rome, but he was repulsed by the rampant immorality and fled, making his home for 3 years in a cave at Subiaco. He was drawn out of solitude when he was asked to be the abbot for a local group of monks, but they disliked his rule and tried to poison him. He later settled at Monte Cassino and there built his famous monastery, assembling all the monks into one order. Monte Cassino was the cornerstone of Western monasticism. The rule of Saint Benedict balanced prayer, study, and work. He died in 547 and was named patron protector of Europe by Pope Paul VI in 1964. Saint Benedict, pray for us. CBS News reports that at an emotional hearing yesterday in a British court, Judge Nicholas Francis set a new hearing for Thursday, in which he will consider new evidence in the case of Charlie Gard, the 11-month-old baby suffering from mitochondrial depletion syndrome, whose parents are seeking, against the hospital's advice, experimental treatment for Charlie in the United States. Judge Francis gave Chris Gard and Connie Yates until Wednesday afternoon to present any new evidence to the judge, but also stated the new evidence had to be, quote, new and powerful, in order for him to reverse the earlier court rulings. It's hot, dark, aromatic, and once again shown to benefit your health. The Guardian is reporting on the results of two large studies which show that the higher the volume of coffee consumed, caf or decaf, the lower one's risk of dying from causes such as heart disease, stroke, and liver disease. In the first study, one-cup-a-day folk had 12% lower chance of dying at any age, and two-cup-a-day folk had 18% lower chance of the same. In the second study, men who drank three or more cups a day had 18% less chance of dying at any age, and the same was held for 8% of women. And lastly, in Celestial Musings, I want to congratulate Father Philip Morine on his ordination to the Order of Preachers this past weekend. Father Morine played professional soccer in Ireland until he experienced major injuries, which caused his retirement and his road to discernment. Speaking to the Daily Mail in 2016, Father Morine described what drew him to the Dominican Order.
This for me was one of the major reasons that attracted me to the religious life. To give oneself completely to God through the profession of the evangelical councils, to take him as our example, and despite our weaknesses and our defects, trusted in him that he will transform us by his grace, and thus being transformed to communicate the joy in knowing him to everyone we meet. This to be is the ideal of the Dominican life.
Congratulations, Father. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.